Hi, this is a dictation from Mr. Nigel Love, N-I-G-E-L-L-O-V-E, Head of Services, 12-11-2025. Patient was last seen on 10-29-2025. Dictation. Date of birth is 3502, and date of accident is 5-17-2025. Mr. Nigel Love was involved in a two-wheel accident where his car was rear-ended while he was traveling as a passenger. Restrained on the left side in the rear seat. The impact caused him limping of the leg, pain in the back, which has now improved. Headaches started. No major symptoms of TBI were reported initially. Currently, the patient reports severe pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back, with some radiation to the right leg anteriorly and posteriorly. It's not shooting down below that. No radiation is reported in the arm. She's feeling of pain, 9 minutes. ADLs are affected. Patient reports no relief at all from physical therapy medications. Please review the records for ADL. For system review, additional issues. He went to the hospital yesterday, but nothing was done. Only medications were provided. Please review the substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination will involve the blood pressure of 135 over 92, pulse 67, pulse oxygen 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is as follows. Maps were reviewed. Patient was found in compliance. Models of physical therapy continues to affect the cervical, thoracic, and the trapezius muscle spasm was noticed. For all that, traction massage, aquatherapy is ordered. Patient is going to remain off work. Aspect replacement. Transportation is ordered. The medications are provided. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Rotarix 10 mg twice a day for stomach pain. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for topical pain, for pain relief. Level 50 mg at night for TAD disorder and pain relief. Xanax is provided 5 mg for anxiety and panic. Zoloft 50 mg is provided for anxiety, depression. Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve pain. Lidocaine provided for topical pain relief. Labs were reviewed. Previous labs were reviewed. An MRI for cervical spine and an MRI for thoracic spine is also ordered as there is a continuing pain after 6 months of injury. Just to make sure that there is no damage, the MRI for lumbar spine reviewed. And it showed facet hypertrophy, L4, L5, L5S1, and 2 millimeter disc bulge of L4, 5, L5S1 with the involvement of L5 nerve root and S1 nerve root bilaterally. Patient will be seen in 2 weeks' time, and injection treatment will be discussed and advised to the patient. Thank you.